Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was created so that you have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers from your guidance, from the divine beings, so that you can actually make the changes that you desire. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me and what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. So I was guided many years ago to create this show, and I had reservations about it when I was first guided to do it. But this is a place where you can truly get answers to your questions in life. And the answers come from a higher power. If you want to imagine that it's God or the angels or whatever it is, then that's absolutely fine. These are answers that your brain would not come up with, because our brains basically take in all the information about everything we've ever experienced during our lifetime, and they give us answers based on that information. So if you're looking at a situation that you've been dealing with over and over, and you're hoping to get a fresh new idea about how to deal with it, your brain doesn't have the resources to provide that. That's why we have the intuition, our gut feeling, our connection with God, so that we can tap into that universal mind and get answers that our brain doesn't have the capability of providing. There's really so much more to us than we've been taught to believe. And it's interesting that the more you start getting into the deeper aspects of yourself, that's what I'll call them, the more it opens you up to greater understanding, greater knowledge, greater wisdom, and greater changes in your own life. Because each of us has a team, divine beings. And our team is working with us to help us to create what it is we desire in our lives. And the size of your team varies. It can be as little as three or more than you can actually count. So it's not like there's a limit on whether or not you can have, more beings in your team. But when you start opening up to searching for the truth, and I'm not talking about the truth from the human side of us, I'm talking about the truth from the divine side of us, then you have more and more of those divine beings who are joining your team to assist you so that you can actually find what it is that you are looking for. Because they really want you to succeed. God really does want each and every one of us to succeed at having a phenomenal, amazing life. But we don't actually know how to do it, you know? That's something they didn't teach us in school. Makes me wonder why they don't teach that in school. But it is possible for each of us to clear out the conditioning, the beliefs that religions and our schools and, you know, our friends and all those other wonderful people who teach us things, knowingly or unknowingly, and to start tapping into that divine wisdom that is within us. And each of us does have that wisdom, because God, the Creator, Creative Source, Allah, Goddesses, whatever name you want to use, is within each and every one of us. There is never, ever, 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 ever a time when you are not connected with Source. So from the moment of your creation until the moment you cease to exist, which is basically never, because we are eternal beings of light, you are a part of the Creator. The Creator is within you. And that really gives us so much more power than we've been taught that we have. You know, we were taught to see ourselves as little human beings, and that God was up there and we're down here and God's watching us and making notes about everything we do that's wrong, which never did make any sense to me. In some ways, you know, it's like if you had a little kid, let's say there was a three-year-old, and you gave them a cookie, and then you told them, don't eat that cookie. How much sense does that make? You know, you're giving it to a three-year-old. It's a cookie. And you're telling them not to eat it. And then telling them, if you eat the cookie, I'm going to spank you. Well, you might as well be ready to spank them, because they're going to eat the cookie. You don't give someone something that they truly, you know, are going to desire and enjoy, and then tell them, don't eat it or don't do it. It doesn't make any sense to me. And so that was the way that God had always been presented in my life. That God was this wonderful, loving being who gave me everything and then gave me a set of rules and told me I couldn't use most of the stuff he gave me. And if I did use it, I would be punished. And the punishment was eternal damnation and suffering. Okay, that just doesn't work. Can you imagine if you had a job like that? Yeah, can you see the court cases coming out of that? You know, it would just be ruled to be completely and totally ridiculous for you to have all of these wonderful things there and tell people, but you can't touch them. And then act surprised when they don't listen to you and they touch them, you know. We just get taught these interesting beliefs. And some of them just flat out don't make any sense at all to me. They just don't. So that's one of the reasons why I was guided to create this show, so that you could start getting answers about those beliefs that just don't make any sense to you, you know, and you could get help in letting them go so that you could move forward in your life and create what it is you truly desire to create. Because we really are given permission to create our desires. God's love for us is unconditional, which means there's nothing you can do that would screw things up or that would cause God not to love you. That love is never, ever taken away. Never. And there is no hell, and there is no place where you're going to suffer forever. Most of us create hell right here on earth. We create it in our daily lives. And you see that time after time. And if you think about the things like war and poverty and all of the drama and trauma that people go through, that's hell, and we create that in our lives. And if you've created a life that's full of hell, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And then we can work together to figure out what it is that you believe that is creating this hell so that you don't have to live there anymore. And it really does feel good to let it go. And I experience that with the people that I work with on the radio shows and in my regular work. And they come to a sense of peace. And for some of them, it's just so foreign to them because they've been living in so much turmoil and so much drama and all of this chaos for so long that when the peace comes, they don't really know how to deal with it because it's not their normal. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't allow yourself to experience something new just because it's not your normal. I also get guided in releasing things from me, from my life, and also in connecting with people who are going to assist me in releasing things. Everybody needs support, and support is there for each and every one of us. And for some of you, the support that you get comes on these shows that I do, and that's absolutely phenomenal. So don't ever think that you have to do it alone. And I was doing some releasing with someone that I was guided to connect with this week, and after the releasing was done, I didn't feel like me. That's really the best way that I can put it. And I still am not feeling like me because what's gone is gone, and I'm a different person now. And so now I am deciding who I am, who I'm going to be from this moment forward. And in some ways, it's not that it's difficult. It's like I said, it's outside of the norm. You know, it's outside of the comfort zone. You believe that you are this person. This is who everybody told you you were. You grew up. This is who you thought you were. And you go through and you release all of these beliefs, and suddenly you're not that person anymore. And it's like, okay, well, who am I? And that's part of the fun and adventure of life, is discovering who you are choosing to be instead of who you've been taught that you have to be. It's taking back your own power. It's recognizing that you have a choice. And for so many people, that is just kind of foreign, you know, the whole idea that they have a choice, that they get to choose who they are and what's important to them and what it is that they want to create in their lives. And in some ways, it's like the most wonderful thing in the world, and in some ways, it's like the most scary thing in the world, because for so long, you didn't feel like you had power, and now you have power. Like, wow, what do I do with this? You know, it's like a 16-year-old with a new driver's license and a new car, and they're like, wow. And then they go out and they do interesting things that people who've been driving for years wonder why they do. But that's because it's all new for them. They don't realize so much about life, about driving, about who they are, about having power. And they have to experience it in order to understand it. Well, it's the same when you are releasing the old beliefs that you are letting go of. You may go through a time when it feels like, oh my gosh, I'm not really sure I like this. And I don't really know what I'm doing. And that's okay. Let yourself go through that. Don't make it a problem. Just let it be part of the experience. And then you will reach that understanding, that acceptance of who you are becoming. And that gives you the freedom to make even more changes, to move even further along on your path, to know that no one can hold you back except for you. And that's always been true. You just were taught that it wasn't true. But so much of what you were taught wasn't true, so that's perfectly fine. And don't forget, if you call in and you have a question or you're looking for a message, to press the number 1 so that that symbol appears on my studio board and I know that you have something that you want to ask or something that you want to say. Otherwise, I just let you listen. Because you're not required to ask anything. But hey, since you called, you might as well. All right, so we are going to go to our callers now. And our first caller is from area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. It's Nathaniel. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Nathaniel?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
So what's up with you today?
Well, I'm on a new job. I've been working for a Smart Guard, a security company here in Sacramento. And I've applied for a city job. It's a kind of a part-time job. I just came from the interview, but it's in a real peaceful town called Woodland. Across the river here, and it's a small town where there's not a lot of gangs and crime, I don't think, but I was just kind of thinking what you thought of it. It's only a part-time job where it's only like 6 months out of the year, and I think they only work you like 30 hours a week, but it's at a cemetery. And I would be like a groundskeeper, kind of like Caddyshack, and stuff like that. But it seems like a kind of a real peaceful town and a real peaceful place. So, I would actually kind of help me get another job from the county or something like that if I'm already a county employee. So I just thought I just kind of got here and I just stopped at Woodland Park, and it's so peaceful here. I didn't really want to go back. since I'm kind of in paradise, I just finished the interview, and I've met Dave and a lady named Casey. They talk about they do the mowers. They got like a 42-inch mower and a 60-inch mower, and either they're like trimming or something, or. So they only work Monday through Thursday. So I could do the security guard job, you know, on the off hours, which would probably be, you know, at night or something, versus, you know, probably working, you know, in the sun, you know, in the day. But, you know, I just thought I'd call. I saw you're on here. You're always a good person to call.
I'm glad you think so.
Yeah.
So when I'm feeling the energy about this new job, this new place, it feels right for you, actually. It feels like it would give you some of the peace and the tranquility that you're looking for, and also give you the space where you could work on yourself, on the changes that you want to make to you, so that you can actually move forward on your path.
Mm-hmm.
So this feels good for you.
Yeah. They said it's going to take at least a month or two, you know, go through the background check. And since it is a kind of a county job, they want to make sure all your background and whatnot is, you know, up to par.
Okay. Well, it may happen faster than that.
Yeah. He said something maybe by late April, since it's late March, you know, they may, you know, want to start. And, you know, I'm a Taurus, so I like kind of working with the grass and, you know, kind of the earth and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and they said, yeah, well, we'll teach you. You know, I've always kind of been scared of the big mowers, you know. I mean, some people that have got a lot of experience, you know, can go really fast with those things. But, you know, it's so peaceful here. I was going to go across, and I go, wait a minute, let me turn around. I'm going to go back to the park here. And looked you up and gave you a call, and you seem just as peaceful as this place.
Well, yeah, I tend to be a peaceful person, so that's good.
Yeah. They have a lot of nice older homes here. I guess this place has been a while, but it's just such a peaceful town compared to Sacramento, seems thing. And I drove out to Stockton the other day for an assignment. I guess it's right across from the airport, I think, at an Amazon warehouse. And I haven't seen any, but I hear the violence is real horrendous in Stockton, and it seems like there's a few gangs in, you know, Sacramento, where it's a, you know, different energy than this place. So, might be rent a small apartment or something out here. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like that place would be very soothing to you.
It is. I don't want to leave. I'm thinking, well, you know, stay here. I have to go to work at 3. Over at a shopping mall that it's going to actually, Vanguard is going to take over, and they have over like 20 or 30 cameras in the shopping mall now, and they're just going to have, like, they have these like loudspeakers, you know, like a megaphone, and leave the area, you're on videotape, we're going to call the police. And I escorted a blind lady that was walking in the parking lot over to across the street. And she said that she was broke, and her husband needed $10 or something like that. So I escorted her off the property and across the street, and I gave her $10 that she wanted. And that's one thing that the video cameras aren't going to be able to do any of that.
Right.
But
yeah.
But I'm much happier here. I mean, I don't mind working. It'll be interesting experience, and I could get some landscaping experience to where, you know, they may hire me on as a maintenance worker one or something like that. And if I go for the legal process server job at the courthouse, I'll already be on the county, you know, so that'll look better too. So Well, it may all be a kind of transition. So I'm kind of happy I, you know, got this job. I applied for the Amazon warehouse, which I think would drive me insane. You know, all they're trying to pull all the millions of different packages in the warehouse and stuff like that. So glad that didn't work out. I filled out the thing, but I never picked what kind of shift they wanted me to pick. So I don't know if they're going to call me, which is a blessing.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like the place for you.
I'm going like, I wouldn't want to be in that warehouse. Yeah, yeah, package 112L site 6 over in this, you know, bracket. And they have, you know, they store like flammables and all kinds of stuff that, you know, and, you know, in literally a million different places in there. And you got forklifts running around and, you know, everybody's on a deadline. And, you know, it just we should be some so chaotic and drive me haywire and in a couple of minutes, you know. So I mean, this other job sounds so peaceful, you know, and the town is such a, it's almost like, you know, Pleasantville or something, you know, here.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get the job because that does feel like a good fit for you.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks, Barbara.
And let's see if your guides want to tell you anything. Okay, they do. Here we go. We are happy that you are recognizing what's actually important to you. That you are recognizing that you deserve to be in a place where you feel comfortable and at ease. Where you're not worried about what might happen, where you can become friends with the people who live near you, where your life can be wonderful and joyous while you're having an interesting adventure and looking more and more at who you truly are and what you truly want your life to be. This is an opportunity for your growth, and we are thrilled that you are seeing it as that opportunity. And we encourage you, when you are looking for something, a job, make sure that you really are looking for what fits you, not just looking for something to make money. Life is not about making money. It's about being who you truly are. It's about opening your heart. It's about allowing the love. And that is what is important. And that is what you are coming to realize. Don't forget, we are with you. And we will assist you. But you have to ask. We love you. Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
We love all you guys, and I'm always asking. So, I'll be asking every minute and every second of every minute, because you know the guides and stuff. Those are the people that, you know, really can help. You know, because although you're all balanced and everything, and you know, peaceful and pleasant, and but many other people's, you know, although they may have a PhD in something, they have many, you know, problems, you know, that that get in their way.
Yeah, that's true.
So they come from a place of pure peace, and, you know, they know all the words in the dictionary, and you know, they know, you know, much more than, you know, humans know. That's why people, you know, I call in sometimes to get, you know, either kind of spirit readings or angel readings, and I end up getting more of a psychological, you know, reading, you know, and that's why I make this show is, you know, one of my favorites.
Nathaniel, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
Like you faded away.
did I break up? Did you not hear me? Or did they blotted something out?
You just suddenly disappeared.
wow, it's maybe there was a there should be a Wi-Fi thing or something out here. It's kind of out of a thing, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Well, enjoy your day and, you know, stay in the park for a little while and just.
No, I'm definitely going to stay out here for probably a couple of hours. You know, I haven't experienced this much peace in months.
Yeah, wonderful. You deserve it. You need some peace in your life.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll let you know how it all works out, Barbara. Thanks a lot.
Okay, enjoy. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Guidance is saying everyone needs some peace. And it's interesting because a lot of people think that if they have peace in their lives will be boring. But actually, peace is not boring. Peace doesn't mean that you can't still do the things that you enjoy or enjoy the things that you do. It just means that you are grounded, you are centered in yourself, in your body, so that what is going on around you does not disrupt you. You are not a victim. You are not at the mercy of whatever is going on around you, because you are at peace in your own heart, in your own gut. And that makes a huge difference in how you react to life, how you react to anything. And it's something that you can have no matter where you are. You know, you don't have to just be in a wonderful park, although, you know, that's just wonderful because that feels good. But you could be at peace no matter where you are or what is happening. It is a choice. Okay. I'm writing something down, and you know I can't read, write, and talk at the same time. All right. So if you have called in and you have a question or anything, don't forget to press the number 1 so that lovely symbol comes up. Otherwise, you just get to listen, and that's absolutely fine. But they wanted me to say that, so. Okay, so we will move to our next caller, which is one of my favorite numbers, and everyone knows it's 111-111-111-111. Hello, who's this?
And they may know it's me by now. How are you?
I am doing great, Queen. How are you?
I'm pleasantly peaceful. I like that.
Oh, wonderful. This is going to be a peaceful day, apparently.
Yes. Why not every day to be peaceful?
Yes, it feels good, so why not?
Yes.
So what's on your mind today, dear?
On my mind? Or in my mind? That's a loaded question. You know, it brings to mind a vision of African women or women in Indonesia or India carrying heavy things, what appear to be heavy to us observing, but baskets or fruit or other things on their head, which is on top of their mind. So that's what you invoke by that question. What's on my mind? Yes, took me there. And that was nice. The question is, in navigating my way through the different portals, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, any guidance, of course it is guidance, to my approach I feel good about what I'm doing. It might just be the patience that DC speaks of. So I don't end up with a bunch of patients. Oh, my goodness. So I'm selective that the numbers are not necessarily, you know, quality instead of quantity. Talking to myself. So that's what's on my mind to start. Any insight as to the flow in which I'm moving? I'm enjoying it most of the time. My approach feels right for me, but yet I'm listening.
And that's actually what's important, doing what feels right for you. Because you're not here to, you know, follow anybody else's rules and regulations. You know, there are some marketing people I can't think of the name I wanted to use, but okay. Those kinds of people who say that if you do this, 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 and this every day, then you can get this, 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 this many followers, and that means that you'll have this, 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 this much profit. You leave that alone. That's not you. Do what feels right in your heart and in your soul. And then the work that you do reflects the love that you are. And that has an impact. That has more of an impact than anything else. Because there are so many people who follow the rules and say, this is what you should do, and you should pay this and do this and, you know, pick these people and whatever. And then they find that it doesn't work for them because they're not connected to what they're doing. You are connected to what you are doing. So follow your heart, and it will always guide you to what is best in the moment. And don't worry about anything else, because there's no need for you to. You are simply being you. So that's what they're saying about it all.
Okay, I'm gonna redirect my question, redefine my question, because I accept that, and I was even speaking about what I said, that it shows you yesterday, it shows you you know, the attention span, and this is where I'm going with the next question or comment, that, you know, so many percent listen to the whole thing, which is a low percent. Then it gets a little higher at, you know, 75%. Then it gets a little higher at whatever. The attention spans, and I had mentioned this in the previous video I did, previous two videos I did, that people have short attention spans or something. Something there that definitely rang out to me. And the whereas myself, I generally, if something interests me, I will pay attention to it in the form of videos or audio, and I'll listen and I'll spend the time and I'll absorb from it. Whereas I'm feeling, I'm knowing, the masses of people overall that I might be attracting, also had been attracting, let's rephrase that, in the past, had appeared to have short attention spans. So with that said, I even said, you know, I know why Nike or those other companies pay $50 million, $100 million, $1 billion to do a 30-second commercial, because that's, you have to cap, like at the Super Bowl or something, so that they can get everything in a short period of time. That's an art form, and that's that's what I'm feeling. I need to be cultivated within myself, which is okay to be quick. And then lead down to a path, a longer path, to have a Okay, I'm just going to leave what I said there. I know spirit hears me and knows me and will flow with me through you.
And what I'm getting is okay. It's a goddess. I'm not sure which one. She says her name doesn't matter. Okay, so it's a wonderful goddess who's saying to you, stop creating problems. Stop this belief that people don't have time for you. Why not create that people will have more than enough time to listen to what you say, to watch your video?
You're right.
Do not buy into that. It has to be short. It has to be immediate. It has to be instant. There are multitudes of people who do actually watch the entire thing or listen to the entire thing. Your life is not based on statistics. Don't let them run your life. You have things to say. You have messages to put out. And there are people waiting to hear them. Do the very best that you can with what you are doing. And allow us to guide the people who are right to come and hear it. Because for us, time is not an obstacle. Don't let it be one for you. That is why we wanted you to release time. Does this make sense?
Of course it does, goddesses. Channeling for me and speaking through you, goddess sister. Of course it does. It's a mindset adjustment. And of course, because I enjoy doing the long, you know, what I did. And I was even saying that I talked about the butterfly and the bee yesterday, and I looked at the statistics, and I said, but I said to myself and the person I was speaking to, I said, you know, I learned something. I learned that I knew what I was talking about, even when I didn't know what I was talking about, didn't know that I knew what I was talking about. But I said, so I was listening to myself. So that was, you know, if nobody else heard me, that was important. So I did say that about that. But yet, you know, I would love to for you to work with me on, there's obviously an obstacle that I had placed there that, or I can just remove it myself and just know that they're on the way and I'm ready for them to come. And that could have something to do with it too. Was I really ready to receive the people?
Yeah.
I think that had a lot to do with it. Did I really want to be bothered? And that's another point. Was I really worried? That's real. Was I really ready to embrace them into my world? Yes. They're innate. I opened the doors for them to come. Come one, come all who hear my call. Ding, 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 ding,
you're
ding.
Innate.
The bell is ringing.
I have more than enough time.
Dear innate, I have more than enough time. Yeah.
Dear innate, I release the importance of statistics.
Dear innate, I release the importance of statistics, which normally I don't pay attention to, but they appeared, and I said, let me look at this, and then let me look at this. And, boy, it's sure different than what I thought it was. Boy, different. What is the, okay. In now that I know that they're just looking at a smidgen, what is the effect they had only listened to a smidgen? The impact of that smidgen becomes more the impact. What can that impact of even that little drop of water in the midst of the desert? Because that's when some are taking a drop, some are taking two, some are taking a sip. I like that analogy of it.
You need to remember that each person is taking what is right for them. And for some of them, just a drop is all that they can handle in that moment. And then later, they'll realize that they want more, and they'll come back and they'll get more. So you can't really know or really base your perception of whether or not you're succeeding on the statistics, because there's so much more involved in it than the statistics even know. So that's one of the reasons why they encourage you to just let that go. People take what they're ready to take, and then later they come back and get more because they're ready to take more. And some people are not ready to take any of it. And so you are just creating something that is there for them when they are ready for it. And your guidance will bring you the ones who are ready now, who are ready to hear the message. It's just this beautiful little dance that you're doing. And it's perfect.
Build it and they will come. Yeah, we've heard that. I know that. Build it and they will come.
Now you'll notice it doesn't say build it and they'll all show up at once.
Or that they'll all show up, period.
Yeah.
Ever. That they'll all be there. And that brings me to the words of the song that you sent me. And it said something about, I've forgotten the name of it, but this is jumping out at me. It said something about building a congregation. And,
yeah. And it's a process, and you just do what feels right in your heart, and you will connect with the people that you need to connect with. You will always do that.
Wow. I didn't realize I was feeling what I was feeling. Being such a sensitive being, I'm feeling what I was feeling. And but like I said, I do enjoy watching myself, listening to myself, and that's become an interesting. That's become interesting. Watching how I move, watching how I progress from one video, doing three in a day, how one gets better than the other one, and lighting and the time the sun is up. So it's a learning process. And
yeah,
for me. And
good.
It's enjoyable. And when I'm in my creative studio, there's no physical audience there. I'm just creating, and then the world sees it. So now that I've made those adjustments and accepted that I probably need to open my arms and my heart more to welcoming in the type of experiences that will satisfy my soul beyond this type of experience in different ways. Woo! Wow. Because it's a brand new world. Yes. Yes. And that's what it is. It's a brand new world. And it's like, step by step, inch by inch, it's a brand new world that I'm creating. I love you, sister. Thank you for hearing my heart.
You are welcome.
Touching my soul. And I don't know if you picked up the song that I left yesterday, too, but on the wings of love when I flew in and I saw that shortly afterwards on the wings of love. We travel together. It feels so good to be with you, Tush.
Amazing. You bring such joy to my life, too. And I just love our connection.
And may your every dream that you have yet to dream and live and your heart be so satisfied. May your every dream be be seen and felt and known and transcend the beyond the imaginations of the imaginations beyond time and space.
Thank you.
Oh,
and yours as well.
You're welcome. I will carry on, and I may do another video today just because, I might want to play. Oh, namaste. Namaste, my sister.
Namaste, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to our next caller from area code 229. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Is this Melvin?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Hear me now.
It's been a while, Melvin. How are you doing?
Not too good. Well, I'm doing okay, but I hope to do better. Yeah, and I just got out of the hospital, and I just don't understand. I just need to ask, you know, they said they didn't see anything wrong with my heart area, and but they said it was some kind of sludge around my gallbladder and a couple of little bitty gallstones. But I just want to know, I don't know if someone is trying to hurt me. And that's what I'm trying to ask.
Okay. Let me look at your energy and see if there's anything that someone's sending to you or that you're taking on that's not yours. Okay, there are some old beliefs that you've accepted from other people that are having an effect on you. And okay, so we're going to release those. So I'm going to make these statements, and I want you to repeat what I say out loud because we're going to be working with your innate body, which is kind of your spiritual consciousness. So every statement will start with dear innate. That's I-N-N-A-T-E, innate. So you need to say the dear innate before you say the rest of the statement, just like I do. Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I or at least to feel.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I take back my power.
Dear innate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Dear innate, I release the energies that's not mine.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to have perfect health.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to have perfect health.
Dear innate, I disconnect from the doubts and fears.
Dear innate, I disconnect from the doubts and fears.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, the beliefs of others do not have power over me.
Dear innate, the belief of others do not have power over me.
Dear innate, I stand strong in who I am.
Dear innate, I stand strong for who I am.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. And just let it go. How do you feel?
Have some pain my right side, but
there's some energy in your digestive tract, which is I'm not really sure what it is. So we'll just say, dear innate, I release the energy from my digestive tract that is holding me back.
Dear innate, I release the energy in my digestive tract that's holding me back.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, take another nice deep breath. All right, that feels much clearer. How does it feel to you?
Yeah, it's tight, but it's getting a little. The pain is leaving a little. Movement, it hurts when I move, but feel tight around it.
Okay, let's do a little bit more work. Dear innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear innate, I release the fear of success.
Dear innate, I release the fear of success.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being alone.
Dear innate, I release the fear about being alone.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear that God doesn't love me.
Dear innate, I release the fear that God doesn't love me.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
And take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
this releasing of my thought, this feeling better.
Okay. If there's anything else we need to take out of there. Dear Nate, I release the need to suffer.
Dear Nate, I release the need to suffer.
Dear Nate, I release the need to struggle.
Dear Nate, I release the need to struggle.
Dear Nate, I release the burdens that I've taken on.
Dear Nate, I release the burdens that I've taken on.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to enjoy life.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to enjoy life.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live.
Dear Nate, I choose to live.
Dear Nate, I choose to live.
A nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
Yeah. Feel good. I'm still having a little more pain on my right side. That's where I believe he was talking about head post on. And that, my gallbladder.
Okay. Dear Nate, I clear my gallbladder.
Dear Nate, I clear my gallbladder.
Dear Nate, I release the pain.
Dear Nate, I release the pain.
Dear Nate, I release whatever caused the pain.
Dear Nate, I release whatever caused the pain.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to be healthy.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to be healthy.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to be happy.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to be happy.
Dear Nate, I release all of the anger.
Dear Nate, I release all of the anger.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself.
Dear Nate, I forgive my life.
Dear Nate, I forgive my life.
Dear Nate, I forgive my mistakes.
Dear Nate, I forgive my mistakes.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. All right, how's that?
It's leaving, but it's coming out. Some of the pain is easing off. She's
so what are you angry about?
Because I was told that someone really did something to me to cause all this. And I don't understand why I go to the doctor and stay in the hospital for 3 days and they can't find anything no more than some little bitty tiny gallstone. And nothing is wrong with my heart. Like you said, I had some fluid buildups. But I've been going to the doctor, and recently I just been sleeping a lot. And like, and then the thing is about it, there's like, I hear noises knocking on my bedroom door, and it's just as clear as you hear my voice. So I get up and I see nothing. And but it's like something is trying to keep me up all night. And every time I doze off to sleep, try to doze off to sleep, it started banging and twisting my doorknob. Now, I asked my doctor if it had anything to do with the medication I was taking. He said no. And the thing is about it, when I was in the hospital, I just want to see what is going to happen there. And whatever negativity it was, is, followed me at the hospital, because I heard about someone knocking on the door, and I said, "Who is it?" And it was no one. I even got out of my bed. And I don't understand. And they knocked on my window. It knocks on my window. So I did a little ritual where a prayer and trying to rebuke this evil force of whatever it is out of my apartment. And that's why I wanted to ask you, as someone is trying to hurt me. Because since I got my settlement from the store, that's when I just feel drained and want to sleep all the time. And now things are knocking on my door. And I'm like, okay. I sat up at night just to hear, but I don't hear it when I'm up. So when I lay down and try to go to sleep, and it's just as clear, yeah? So I don't know what that could be.
Let's do a couple more statements. Dear Innate, I release any curses that have been placed on me.
Dear Innate, I release any curses that have been placed on me.
Dear Innate, I take back my power from anyone I've given it to.
Dear Innate, I take back my power from anyone I have given it to.
Dear Innate, I choose to have peaceful sleep.
Dear Innate, I choose to have peaceful sleep.
Dear Innate, I revoke any negativity in my apartment.
Dear Innate, I revoke any negativity in my apartment.
Dear Innate, I allow the angels to watch over me.
Dear Innate, I allow the angels to watch over me.
Dear Innate, I know that I am safe.
Dear Innate, I know that I am safe.
Dear Innate, I am surrounded by love.
Dear Innate, I am surrounded by love.
Take a nice deep breath. All right. All right, they're saying that's good for today. Check and see how it works, and you know, if you need to call back, you can call back.
Okay.
Things are definitely shifting right now. So.
Okay. Do you think something did happen? That someone did do something? Or doing something?
I think that there are times when you are willing to give people power in your life. And there are some people who are willing to take advantage of that, and that has happened. But right now, your power is back with you. So no one has power over you right now.
Okay?
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you so
much.
You're
welcome.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to our caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. What can I do for you today?
Anything about, I want a big shift in my work, and so I'm feeling stuck in that my new path. Like when I send out a resume or when people say, what did you do before, that I feel kind of stuck with the work history of what I've done before and not being able to move into something new.
Okay. We're going to do some of those dear and innate statements and
okay.
See if we can shift your energy. All right. Dear innate, I release the ties to the past.
Dear innate, I release the ties to the past.
Dear innate, I release who I used to be.
Dear innate, I release who I used to be.
Dear innate, I allow people to see the new me.
Dear innate, I allow people to see the new me.
Dear innate, I open up to people wanting to see the new me.
Uh-huh. Dear innate, I open up to people wanting to see the new me.
Dear innate, I open up to allowing myself to see the new me.
Dear innate, I open up to myself seeing the new me.
Dear innate, I live in the now.
Dear innate, I live in the now.
Dear innate, I bring all my power back to now.
Dear innate, I bring all my power back to now.
Dear innate, I am creating my life now.
Dear innate, I am creating my life now.
Dear innate, I allow my career to move forward.
Dear innate, I allow my career to move forward.
Dear innate, I attract to myself the perfect job.
Dear innate, I attract to myself the perfect job.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve to be me.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve to be me.
Dear innate, no one else has power over me.
Dear innate, no one else has power over me.
Dear innate, I release what has been.
Dear innate, I release what has been.
Take a nice deep breath.
I've got quite a strong lump in my sternum. It's not my heart chakra or my throat chakra. It's right below my, actually right where that.
Okay.
It's quite hard there.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to speak.
Dear innate, I have the freedom to speak.
Dear innate, I allow my emotions to flow.
Dear innate, I allow my emotions to flow.
Dear innate, I no longer hold myself back.
Dear innate, I no longer hold myself back.
Dear innate, I release any lumps.
Dear innate, I release any lumps.
Dear innate, I gain the wisdom that I need to gain.
Dear innate, I gained the wisdom that I needed to gain.
Dear innate, I no longer need to hold on.
Dear innate, I no longer need to hold on.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be free.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be free.
Take a nice deep breath. How does it feel?
It's moved up. I mean, it's still there, but it's moving up into my... Maybe something about the inner childhood and my parents and not standing out or not shining.
Dear innate, I forgive my inner child.
Dear innate, I forgive my inner child.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for not being perfect.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for not being perfect.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for not meeting my parents' expectations.
Dear innate, I forgive myself for not meeting my parents' expectations.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents.
Dear innate, I forgive my parents.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother's imperfections.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother's imperfections.
Dear innate, I forgive my father.
Dear innate, I forgive my father.
Dear innate, I release my father's beliefs about me.
Dear innate, I release my father's beliefs about me.
Dear innate, I love my father.
Dear innate, I love my father.
Dear innate, I release myself from needing to be what he wanted me to be.
Dear innate, I release myself from needing to be what he wanted me to be.
Dear innate, I release myself from needing to be like my mother.
Dear innate, I release myself from needing to be like my mother.
Dear innate, I love my mother.
Dear innate, I love my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my mother.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, I am not my father.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath.
Yeah, I feel that my top of my head tingling.
Is the lump gone?
Yeah, it's like my throat feels sore, but the lump is gone.
Okay. How does looking for the new job
feel? I feel
job,
Michael.
Too.
It feels more open to the possibilities, but there's still a fear of how I'll be seen by others.
Okay.
By not me, not my personality or not my talents, but something about the paper. You know, like what's written on a resume won't come through.
All right. Dear innate, I clear my resume.
Dear innate, I clear my resume.
Dear innate, I release all of the old energy that was attached to my resume.
Dear innate, I release all of the old energy that was attached to my resume.
Dear innate, I allow my resume to reflect who I am now.
Dear innate, I allow my resume to reflect who I am now.
Dear innate, I allow Let me change it. Dear innate, I allow my resume to find the people who are looking for me.
Dear Nate, I allow my resume to find the people who are looking for me.
Dear Nate, I allow the people reading my resume to see who I am.
Dear Nate, I allow the people who are reading my resume to see who I am.
Take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
Yeah, that was good. That feels much better.
Good. And they're showing me you're getting these two calls for jobs. So apparently it's moving now. That's good.
Right. Do you see how I see the openings? Because I haven't had much luck with Indeed or online things, like how I find the openings or the opportunities. Or
dear Renate, I attract to me the perfect job offers.
Dear Renate, I attract to me the perfect job offers.
Dear Renate, everything I desire comes to me with grace and ease.
Dear Nate, everything I desire comes to me with grace and ease.
Dear Nate, I do not need to chase anything.
Oh. Dear Nate, I do not need to chase anything.
Dear Nate, I have clarity about what is important to me.
Dear Nate, I have clarity about what is important to me.
Dear Nate, I always attract the best.
Dear Nate, I always attract the best.
Take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
Yeah, it feels like a definite change thought pattern.
Okay. You're not showing me anything else that you need to let go of right now. So just notice what comes to you, because you are attracting it to you. You are not chasing it down. You are attracting.
Right.
Okay. Well, great then.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. That seems to be it for today. Thank you, everyone who called in and has been a part of the show, and thank you, everyone who listened. Don't forget, you can also say the Dear Nate statement if you are having that same issue in your life, or you can change the Dear Nate statements to whatever they need to be so that you can have the freedom and the power to live your own life. It really is your right. I will be back next week, or you can be with me in D.C. on Sunday evenings at 6, or Tuesday or Thursday mornings at 9, and don't forget Shoshona does the emotion codes on Wednesday at 6, and all the times that I give you are central time, so please adjust them to where you live. And if you have a question for me, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will be happy to answer it. All right, thank you all so much, and have an absolutely glorious weekend. Bye-bye.